The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. We got all over the place. Talked a little being overserved. At least yeah. Two out of three of us were overserved over the weekend, and we discussed that. And how two out of three of us are probably not drinking again anytime soon. Talked a little bit about a lot of the free agent stuff going on. We talked about the tournament, so there's still plenty to get to there. We'll probably go and break down every region tomorrow, because by then you will have written all your regions for the site, so I can go and read what you wrote, and then I'll feel like I'm more educated than if I don't. So 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people telling me that the strip clubs are still really good. They're just not, they're not what they were before, like 20 years ago, but they're still really good. So, okay. Still, I don't know. It's, I've not been to one, I have to be honest, and I want to say 17 years now. It's been since I've been to a strip club.
The last time I went to a strip, I think the last time I went to, I mean, I lived in Austin for sure.
Yeah. So, I can't rate them. I'm sorry. I'd love to, but I just don't know. I don't know the scene. I know people who do know the scene, and they can text me and tell me, I'm sure. Were you surprised? I know that the baseball free agency thing hasn't been that spectacular here this offseason for a lot of reasons. Did you see Jake Arrieta to the Phillies happening?
Wasn't on my radar, but the Phillies are like, I guess, quietly. There's a lot of people who think the Phillies are going to contend this season. I don't think I'm necessarily in that group, but yeah, there's a lot who do.
As USA Today had a long story on Moustaka and how he wound up having to go back to the Royals for basically a third of what if he'd have taken the offer.
The qualifying offer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just unfortunate, but I mean, I can see how this is happening, and in that case, the market for third baseman just dried up fast. There just wasn't a place for him to go. And for the Royals, hey, it works out great. They get a guy at a price they can afford.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it's nice. But if the guy's coming off 38 and 85, you would think somebody would want that, especially in a hard park to hit home runs in. And but I also don't feel too sorry for these guys, because they've
been making more money than they should for a long time.
Yeah, and they're still the right, like Bryce Harper's going to get paid. I don't have any doubt in my mind. That guy's going to get a ridiculous contract. But we shall see. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And somebody says, St. James is still great. Others have definitely fallen off. Okay. There you go. There's your strip club ranking.
Okay.
From the people. So the other thing that I'm kind of surprised by with the teams that are, well, we talked about the Dolphins just getting rid of everybody. The Seahawks getting rid of just about everybody.
Yep.
The Chiefs are in that mode.
But the Seahawks, we know, are not. Well, I mean, they still have their franchise guy.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to pay Earl Thomas. So they're at least deciding what's important to them.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different.
Yeah. But I also think basically the Legion of Boom is being dismantled. And
It just seems like they're. I think they could have made one more run with that group. I'm a little surprised at Kansas City just blowing up everything too. Tom Bahali gone. Obviously, you traded Alex Smith, and I kind of wonder what they're doing. Is that just a total reset button on them?
I don't know.
Some of the guys are letting go.
Yeah, I mean it's.
I understand Derek Johnson because. Yeah, he's getting up there and he's had injuries.
But moving away from Marcus Peters the way you did.
Yeah, you gave away Marcus Peters for almost nothing. Tom Bahali is getting up there. I get that one too a little bit, but it just seems very odd what they're doing. And yeah, I'm sure they have a plan there, but maybe they think they're going to suck for a year with Patrick Mahomes. And it's like, let's just rebuild completely.
Well. I'm not sure what the answer is. I don't
meanwhile,
know.
The Browns are buyers.
The Browns are buyers. Yeah, it's weird. Everybody's doing something odd.
What the hell? Okay, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And if anybody knows about that Prime Noon tournament, that I still haven't. If I don't hear by 5:30, we'll ask Lance about that when he gets here. Did you see that Rick Pitino thinks he's going to get another job?
I didn't see that.
He says he's hired an agent. He's looking to return to coaching or possibly broadcasting. I think that might be a better.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. I don't know how many of those are going to be out there for you either. He says he was assassinated and he basically called he's really angry with the Board of Traders. Every night I go to bed, I'm bitter at the U.S. Attorney's Office and at the Board of Traders at Louisville. I'm not bitter at school, but at the Board of Traders, I've never offered any player $5.
Oh, I've no. I've offered many thousands of dollars.
I've been assassinated by the Southern District of New York without any wiretap or shred of evidence and the University of Louisville. That being said, I love teaching basketball, and I'm more passionate than ever. And do you remember that woman on the table?
Yeah.
The incident 6 years ago. It was 6 years ago. Yeah. At some point, don't you just say, okay, maybe kind of like Art Briles. Shouldn't you just go away at some point?
You would think.
Just go take your millions. Go play golf. Go to the strip clubs. Do whatever. But give it up.
Yeah.
And just. It's my advice. He's not going to take it, but that's all right. 713-780-3776. So I have some underrated guys that I want to ask you. Do you think I'm gonna throw a name out? You tell me, is this guy someone who might be better than what you spend for him as a free agent?
Okay.
Senio Kelamete. I never can say that one right. The kid from the Saints.
What, like, do I think he would be a good fit?
Do I think he'd be a good fit? Yes.
Sure.
You're probably not breaking the bank for him.
The problem is a lot of these guys, there's a lot of guys who, I mean, some positions the Texans just need a body.
Right. Well, that's one. But I mean, that would be an upgrade at guard, right?
Yes.
Nickel Roby Coleman, excuse me.
He could play.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he benefited from being on a pretty good Rams defense.
Agreed.
Undersized, very fast, though. Not for the Texans, but in general, Jordan Matthews.
God, Jordan Matthews is such an enigma to me.
You look at him and you think, okay, and he shows you just enough. You think, man, I think one of these days this guy's going to break out.
No, I'm going to say no, but not for the Texans anyway. Jordan Matthews can play for somebody who has a number one receiver. He can't be a number one receiver. So
Texans have a number one receiver.
Yeah, but their number two receiver has the exact same problem that Jordan Matthews has. Yeah. He doesn't have hands.
Trey Boston. He had a really good year for the Chargers last year. It's kind of the breakout year. He's only 25.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take him.
How about Trey Burton, tight end?
No.
Yeah, I'm not. Unless
you can like really make a splash at tight end, I'm passing.
Yeah, I don't know that Jimmy Graham is a splash at this stage of his career. He's still pretty good. But yeah, I think I'm passing on that one. Bashaud Breeland, cornerback.
Any warm body, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an upgrade, right? I mean, and then I still think one of the things that we haven't mentioned a lot is that the Texans really need a backup quarterback.
Oh, yes.
And I'm really...
You remember in my sports map article, that was a priority, Fred.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
thank it you. Is. Sportsmap.com.
But what I'm interested to see is which one of these guys that we think might get starting jobs could become available. Like, for instance, what if Teddy Bridgewater doesn't get an opportunity to start somewhere?
I mean, would Teddy Bridgewater be an ideal backup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, Sam Bradford, for instance, if he doesn't get a starting job.
Oh, yes.
As a backup, you'd be okay with that, right?
Yeah, and because the Texans have a lot of cap space, it's not a – and because they have a quarterback who's now – I don't want to say he's injury prone, but it wouldn't shock me if he didn't get through the entire season healthy. It'd be nice to have someone behind him who's got some experience.
Yeah. And you know, like Josh McCown, I think, would be a good backup quarterback, more veteran guy. You can win some games with him.
Right.
I mean, you just need something that's not Tom Savage. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And by the way, did you watch the selection show last night?
Nope.
I didn't either, but I
heard it was horrible.
Yeah. John? Well, I think John was probably still. Did you watch the selection show?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I'm the only one who cares about college basketball. Everybody knows.
Well, no, I care, but I just, all I care about is who's playing where. I'm like, selection shows to me are like award shows. I don't care. Just tell me who won.
Right.
So all I want to know is when it's done, tell me who's playing who, and then I'll go look at the bracket. I don't really, this whole reveal thing doesn't do lame. It for me. Yeah,
I heard they did like alphabetical order or something.
No, really? Yeah, well, okay. So apparently it was awful, but I was hoping one of you guys had seen it so you could comment on it. But I guess that's not the case. So, we have Aubrey or no? Okay.
We're efforting.
We're efforting, so we'll just...
I'll give him one more minute and then...
Yeah, no. There he is.
We do have him. Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey. Beautiful afternoon. Sunshine and birds are singing. All right. And I tell you what, I'm just now on my way back doing a TV show where we were... You know, live on the air, cleaning tile and carpets, things that people had thrown away, cleaning that for the audience to be on television. I don't know if any of you have ever caught our TV spots, but it gives you a real understanding of the technology we talk about. And Super Water, the temperature spot, the giant machines, both the specialty wand has a temperature readout. I can tell what the carpet surface temperature is while we're cleaning. We really are your one-stop shop for the finest cleaning system in the world. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRT-FREE, D-I-R-T-F-R-E. When you dial 281-DIRT-FREE, we've got your home with those soaps, chemical residues, and tap water. We start the worst spot. If you don't love us, you don't pay. So be one of the first 20 callers to dial 281-DIRT-FREE. Right now, you're going to get a special deal. You're going to get a $100 free steam dry. That's where we go through and dry over the entire carpet without pulling the wand trigger, and then we set up air equipment. It's a $100 value. If you get carpet, tile, grout, drapes, upholstery, wool rugs, whatever it is, you'll get a $100 added service by dialing 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com.
All right, that's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Appreciate the time, Aubrey. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys. Tell me the truth. Yeah! This is a crime to remember. Was broken apart, won't go back together. Yeah! This is a crime to remember.
For better, for worse, you won't forgive forever. Yeah! This is The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Judith just told me that you'd be pushing it to try to play the tournament if you expect to go all the way to the end.
Well, I mean, that's the only reason to play, right?
Right, right. Which I kind of figured both of us played it, one of us would still be there, and so we wouldn't be able to start the show on time. And so that
couldn't we just set up our table, like where we're doing the broadcast, right next to the poker table?
Probably.
And if we're both playing, like we could have like
commentary.
You could put the seat like where it's facing, like it's caddy corner to the poker table.
I'd like to do that, but we will be out at Prime Social Club, the entire group from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That'll be Friday. Thursday.
All damn day.
Thursday, also all damn day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Revelry on Richmond.
Ooh, okay.
And then
it's a good time.
Saturday night, St. Patty's Day. Don't try to buy me drinks. I will be at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday night from 6 to 8. They have green beer out there, which I will not be drinking.
Okay.
Ever again.
Ever.
Well, at least not for a while. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm sure they'd make allowances for us to kind of like, but you don't want to be doing a show while you're in the middle of a hand either.
Yeah.
It's like, and the blitz is on. Hang on a second. I got pocket jacks. Oh, damn it. I just told everybody. Well, let's raise it and see if they all fold. You know, speaking of poker, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I read that book, Molly's Game.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of curious to see what the movie's like now. The big takeaway from the book is that Tobey Maguire is a giant a-hole.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting how this woman was running all these high-stakes poker games with hyper-rich people. But there's always like one little thing.
Does that surprise you even a little bit that Tobey Maguire's not a nice guy?
No.
Does he
look like anybody? See, if like there's famous people that you think, you know, I'd kind of like to hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
Him, not so much. He would not make my list of somebody's, hey, man, you want to go have a drink with Tobey Maguire? Nah, probably pass. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I think would be fun to hang out with.
Right.
I'm not going to put him on the list.
He's not one of them.
Samuel L. seems like he'd be fun. Chris Pratt seems like he'd be fun. Maybe a jerk, but at least on the surface, seems like he'd be fun to hang out with.
Yep.
But
Scarlett Johansson?
Oh,
God.
I
could deal with her.
Yeah, I think I could do that. Natalie Portman, bald or hair. Either way. Yeah, but Tobey Maguire kind of strikes me as like, Michael Cera is another one, which is ironic because he plays Tobey Maguire in the movie.
Right.
But although apparently in the movie they just call him Player X. They don't actually
refer to him by name.
Yeah.
That's kind of lame. But I guess lawsuits and whatnot.
Yeah, probably. But she did mention in the book. And A32 says it's a great watch for gamblers and poker players. I think it's on demand now, so I may be watching that tonight rather than the CBI or whatever it is tournament that's on. But I'm kind of curious if, because I've heard mixed things about the movie. There's one thing though in the book that kind of just jumped out at me is, okay, there's always like a little thing that irritates me. And she's talking about all this excess and this world where all these people have millions of dollars and they're jetting off to Miami and all this cool stuff. And it's like, for a middle-class girl from Colorado, I never expected to be around any of this. You're a middle-class girl whose family had two houses, including a place on a major ski slope, and you had enough money to go and try out for the Olympic team. I don't call that middle class.
Yeah, that's not very middle.
If you got, here's my standard. If you own a house and a cabin on a resort that you go to every weekend,
yeah,
you're not middle class. Just that's the thing. Wife's due date is the 19th with our first. Let's wish for St. Patty's Day. # green beer. Except you probably don't want to drink green beer if you have the kid on the 17th.
Yeah. You're
probably not going to go over well, Houston. Just not, I mean, I'm not good at wives, obviously, but I know what doesn't go over well.
Don't go out and party day after your kid's born.
Or the day they're born. Yeah. Drunk Bevo says Toby's known for yelling at fans asking for an autograph. Who would want Tobey Maguire's autograph?
I don't know. I mean, he's a crappy Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, and he was a crappy redheaded jockey in Seabiscuit. He got out-acted by a guy who was an actual jockey in Gary Stevens.
Yeah.
What else has he done that we care about?
that's it.
I'm just curious now. It's funny, if you do Tobey Maguire, one of the first things that comes up is Tobey Maguire and Molly's Game. Okay, so he was in Cider House Rules in Pleasantville. Those were okay. He was actually okay in Pleasantville.
I've never seen Pleasantville.
It's very weird. And Cider House Rules, not bad. Then Spider-Man, Seabiscuit, Spider-Man 2, The Good German, Spider-Man 3, Brothers, and The Great Gatsby. Okay, that's basically, he was the first Spider-Man, and he was in Seabiscuit, which I'm probably the only one who cared about.
Yeah, I didn't love Seabiscuit either.
I didn't think he was. I thought, well, I thought there were problems with that movie to begin with, and the lady who wrote it's kind of a jerk on top of everything else. But at the end of the movie, there was this huge controversy that the owner let Seabiscuit win the last race because he owned both of the two horses that ran first and second, and he ordered the guy to hold the other horse back. And when she wrote the book, she totally ignored that and left it all out because it didn't fit her narrative.
Of course.
And that's why it's historical fiction and not actual fiction or actual an actual history piece. Apparently, she did the same thing with Unbroken, too, from what I hear. But I don't know. I never saw that or read it. But it's just like, acknowledge it. So, well, it didn't fit the narrative. Well, okay. So then you wind up with a... Yeah, well, never mind. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 4-9 says, dang, Fred, sounds like you should have found a way just to get in the third Avengers movie, since Pratt, Samuel L., Scarlett, and Natalie Portman are all part of the Marvel Universe.
Fred does like Marvel movies.
Yeah. I don't want to hang out with all of them at once, though. Like, people like that, I'd like to hang out with them and maybe one other person, just see how much fun they'd be.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, what's the best poker movie, Rounders? Yeah. Well, and I haven't seen this yet, but I can't imagine it being better than Rounders. Rounders isn't just the best poker movie. It's one of them. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah. Brother Bear asks, have a drink with Charlie Sheen, Andrew Dice Clay, David Spade, or Chris Rock? Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Charlie Sheen scares the hell out of me. I mean, it looks like he'd be fun, but I'd, you know, probably wind up addicted to heroin by the end of the night. I think I'll pass on that. And plus, who knows? That dude's just gone completely weird. More fun to make fun of those guys. All right, so we're gonna have Lance next. Did you see the Odell Beckham Jr. video? That was the other thing I wanted to ask you about.
No,
where
I've seen discussion about whether the Giants should be trading Odell Beckham.
Well, there was a video that was leaked Friday while he was on a Nike sponsored trip in Europe. The 7-second clip posted on social media shows Beckham in a bed.
Oh, I did see that.
Next to a pizza, holding, appears to be what's some sort of brown cigarette or cigar.
No, that's called that's a joint.
And there's a woman next to him with a credit card and what looks like a white powdery substance aligned in rows.
That's called blow.
Okay.
Big deal. He's a football player. It's the off season.
Yeah, I'm kinda right? Well, if he's just smoking a blunt, who cares? Yeah, I mean, why would you trade him? Just out of curiosity. You're going to suck?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're in a total rebuild. But, yeah, I wouldn't be looking to move him. But I do see how there would be some concern that – because you remember when Victor Cruz looked like he was going to be the best receiver in the NFL?
Yeah.
And then suddenly the Giants had nothing. It's like, how'd that happen? Maybe they feel like they've got to get something for him because – the injuries are starting to pile up with that dude.
Yeah, and you just kind of wonder, well, I don't know, but without him healthy, I don't even know what Eli is. I think he obviously helps being there. I mean, they were down to no receivers last year. But I guess it depends on what you get back for him.
Yeah.
It's like, I think the Seahawks were floating Earl Thomas, just hoping somebody would say, yeah, here's the top 10 pick for him.
Yeah.
So if you throw that out there and the Browns say, we'll give you number 4 for him. I don't know. I still don't know it's worth that. Because no matter what, draft picks are still just... they're still just guesswork. No matter how good a guy looks, you're still guessing. Well, you already got a player there. And he's young. Now, if you just think there's too many problems there with him. But if you think that, so does whoever it is you're trying to trade with. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Lance Zierlein up next. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. This is a place that changes lives every day for the better. Texans Can Academies, it's a great school, man. They take in kids who have dropped out of other places. They give them another opportunity. And some of these are kids who, frankly, had to get jobs to support their families or had trouble with transportation, even getting to school. Well, Texans Can Academies works around all that. And they give these kids a second chance. And so many of them go on and graduate and do great, great things. And you know what? That's why more than ever, they need your help. And by your help, they just mean a donation of a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, can be an RV, can be a tractor. And guess what? They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and you can do it online in a couple of minutes. And your donation's tax deductible, and you can be the latest blitzer to help out. Just get rid of something you're not using anymore. It doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. They'll come and tow it free of charge. And now is the time to step up and help. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. How about this? $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday.
We just caught, we got a stiff arm during the break.
Yeah. Lance, big time. Just
he's so,
what do you think that means when he says I'm a little tied up?
Well, I think he told Trey that he was going to the Rockets game, so he asked if we can he can come back tomorrow.
What time do the Rockets tip?
7? I guess he might be at Toyota Center doing stuff.
Oh, he's just going around shaking Fred. Hands and stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. I see.
In the words of Fred,
It's got to be a little lower.
Interesting.
Well, actually, you can do it in different. There's different ways to do that. It's like using the word "dude."
It's like,
That's I'm curious, but
or,
Yeah, that's more like, I think dude's jerking with us. There's, which is bleep him, yeah. So you can use it in different ways. That one kind of says all of those at once,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
It's like that kind of interested, and then okay, bleep you. Listen to your show every day from Atlanta, where sports radio's horrid. You guys rock. Love the show. Dan from Katy.
Sorry, Carl Dukes. Put him up.
Yeah, you got Carl there. So, yeah. Ow. That one hurt. I'm not even sure you can do that anymore. That implies violence. We can't do that, right? So, you got any betting plays on any of these goofball games?
No. Okay. No, I've been kind of locked in on the tournament. I didn't handicap any of them, so I honestly, I'd be throwing darts, and I don't like throwing darts, Fred.
Okay, well, I was just asking.
Yeah,
just in case.
It's those are weird too because you wonder. I would say this: it would be better to play teams that are probably happy to be there versus teams that are really wishing they were doing something different right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like usually the teams that just miss out on the NCAAs, they're not the ones who do well in the NIT. Just usually.
All right. I have no hockey plays tonight. The only one that I really liked, the number jumped so big that it's not worth even looking at. So that's Florida minus 230 at home against Ottawa. I can't eat that much. So there will not be a play for me tonight, but hopefully we'll have something tomorrow. There's a whole bunch of games this week. So plus we're in fantasy playoff time.
Yeah.
Which I was a little confused by our basketball. That starts next week, right? The playoffs start next week in that one?
Yes. Okay. I think we're still in the regular season here.
Yeah, because I lost last week and then it showed the playoffs that I would be playing the team that I lost to, so I thought, oh well, I must be already be out. It's like, no, wait, we got a whole bunch left. So Rockets tonight, boy, +12 is kind of tempting on the Spurs.
Well, no Aldridge.
Yeah.
No Ginobili. No Kawhi, obviously.
Still.
I think they may go in and dog stomp the Spurs.
Well, they'll probably do what they did yesterday, which is sit somebody out and still get it done.
Well, and they also were able to, I mean, the Warriors lost again, so they're able to pick up a little ground, got some breathing room now.
Yeah, and even though the...
I wouldn't play James tonight.
I probably wouldn't either.
I don't know if they've announced that they are or not, but I sure wouldn't.
I'm kind of with you.
But, I don't think you need him.
Well, you didn't need him yesterday.
Yeah.
Although, how weird is it that you're suddenly treating the Spurs like they're the Mavericks?
Yeah. Well.
These things happen.
That's what happens when you don't have any good players on your team right now.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Okay, I do have one hockey play.
I knew you would.
Philadelphia minus 110 at home against Vegas.
Okay. We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, I like the Flyers at home. And Vegas, it's not that they're falling back to earth or anything, but they're starting to show some...
Chinks in the arm.
Yeah, a little bit. And Florida is... Philadelphia is still in the mix to win the division. So, and they've been playing really well of late. So there you go. Actually, see, if I were a person who liked minus 320, I'd take the Flyers plus 1.5.
Okay.
I feel pretty damn good about it.
Bold predictions.
Yeah, but I like them at minus 110. So there you go. There's a little gambling for you. And just so you have a little bit of action going on. We're always down with action. Do you see? I have a sort of non-sports story for you, if you'd like.
Okay.
Are you a fan of Coca-Cola?
No.
Me either. John? You a fan of Coca-Cola?
I mean, if I have to.
Boy, if you have to.
Or if I'm craving, you know, soda.
This is twice now where I've tried to, hey, did you watch this? No, no. Hey, do you like
Coca-Cola? I mean.
Because I don't like Coca-Cola at all. I'm not going to lie.
If I drink soda, it's probably either Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or Coca-Cola.
Well.
I'm a root beer guy if I drink soda.
Oh, I hate root beer.
Oh, I'm with you.
I don't usually drink soda, but if I do, it's root beer.
Root beer or Sprite. Those are the only two I'll ever drink. And I almost never do that, so. And I just don't, and I can't do the sugar-free stuff because whatever they use to replace the sugar, I'm allergic to.
Oh, like Coke Zero?
Yeah.
You can't do that?
My face will turn red.
I can do Coke Zero. That's okay. But I still don't really like, I just don't really like soda very much. It makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I rarely drink. I mean, maybe three times a year if there's no other option. But guess what?
What?
Coke is doing their first ever alcoholic drink. It will be their take on Chuhai, a canned low-alcohol beverage that is popular in Japan, especially among women. John, do you know about this? Chuhai?
I do not.
It is made...
Are you asking that because he's Asian?
Yes. Well, he's been to Japan. Have you?
No.
No, me either. It's made from the shochu spirit, which is typically distilled from rice, barley, sweet potatoes, buckwheat, or brown sugar. It is a slightly spiked carbonated water that has a 3% to 8% ABV. It's pretty.
Okay.
And it comes in fruity flavors such as lime, lemon, grapefruit, apple, orange, pineapple, grape.
Is this like a...
You know what this sounds like? Like Bartles and James.
The hard root beer or whatever.
Or the... what's the lemonade? Somebody's hard lemonade.
Mike's heart lemonade. Yeah, hard lemonade.
Actually, it unfortunately will only be available in Japan. So... You will not be able to get Chuhi.
Well, that's too
from
bad.
From Coca-Cola.
That's too bad. You can still drink those best damn root beer
or
whatever, all that stuff. Best damn cherry soda.
Yeah. I've had there's one of the root beer drinks that I really like. I can't remember which one it was. I've had about two or three of them. There's one that's real good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that any of them are real good, but some
well,
of them
comparatively,
are
it's
tolerable.
Like, yeah.
Hey, remember the other day we had a story about the melatonin gummies?
Yes.
At the daycare?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's kind of caught on around the country.
Really?
January Netherland, who ran the Little Giggles Daycare Center, she told parents that they weren't allowed to pick up their children between 11 and 2.
Okay.
She said that 3-hour period is what we call nap time. Well, for her, it was also CrossFit time. It was tanning salon time. And it was her drop her own kids off at school time. And because it's difficult to go tanning and go to CrossFit and drop your own kids off when you've got 7 infants and toddlers in your care, she drugged them with melatonin. She caught 21 years in prison last week after pleading guilty to it.
Jeez, that's...
That ain't no joke, man. Her scheme began to unravel last March when police were contacted by a former roommate and an ex-boyfriend. Among other lies, she told parents she was a registered nurse, even though she wasn't. And guess where this... This is in Bend, Oregon, where my wife is from. Hmm. It's unclear if she told them about her criminal record, which went back to 2007, when she was charged with multiple instances of theft and identity theft. Court documents said she had an ongoing systematic scheme of doing what she wanted and getting what she wanted without any concern for the danger she was placing others in. She operated Little Giggles illegally for 5 years.
Little Giggles.
In January of 2014, an 11-month-old was rushed to the hospital from Little Giggles with bleeding and swelling in her head. Injuries, court documents said, were consistent with being shaken or struck repeatedly. Parents of another child said the girl had blisters in her mouth and on her shoulders when she was picked up. Netherland had overheated a bottle of milk in the microwave, scalding the child. When pressed, Netherland said the injuries were spider bites. When there were other causes of concern, nappy rash, which I'm not familiar with nappy rash. Allegations of scratching, evidence of poor nutrition. When authorities moved into arrest Netherland, one of the children was covered in fresh vomit, and some of the children still had melatonin in their systems. So I may want to be careful about the illegal daycare operations. Usually, I mean, you probably save a few bucks.
Yeah.
But it's not always the best call.
Better to go to CrossFit or go to jail?
Well, CrossFit's super fun.
It is. Super cool.
Yeah, and you, she's seeing gains.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Account Temps. Some good news out on the West Loop 610 southbound at Forness. Crews have cleared an accident, but there is a problem out on the South Loop 610 eastbound at Long. Is the new year bringing on a ton of new projects? Account Temps has you covered. Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals when you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps or Robert Half Company. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, calling all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on National Powerhouse TCU on Tuesday, March 13th. That's tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at Reckling Park. It's Dollar Dog Night, so bring your friends and family to a great game and get $1 hot dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. Did I do better that time?
Or? No, that sounded pretty solid.
Okay.
That'll get it done.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I apologize if you guys did this story last week, but I wasn't here. And
all right.
I saw it and I saved it for a potential Gem of the Day, and since the story you just did was going to be Gym of the Day.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's okay. This one's pretty good, too. A 23-year-old Pennsylvania man was arrested in Florida, of course, for trying to steal Clif Bars and bed sheets from a Target in Clearwater. On the surface, doesn't sound like much, right? But the 23-year-old man is a former high school football and baseball star who attended West Virginia University, where he played on the school's baseball team in 2015. He's 6'6". And he reportedly told police that he shoplifted as a thing for his bucket list. Now, first of all, when you're 20...
I'll say I'm scared to shoplift. I always have been.
Me too.
Even when I was like a young hoodlum kid. Yeah. I did a lot of bad stuff when I was a kid, but I was scared to shoplift.
I never did. There have been times where you think about it, but he did say the theft was, quote, a lapse of good judgment. He was charged with theft, booked into the county jail, was released around 11 p.m. after posting a $250 bond, which I'm guessing is a lot more than the value of what he lifted. But, you know, I'm all for bucket lists. I'm wondering, though, if you're starting at 22 on your bucket list or 23. What's your life expectancy?
Yeah, it ain't good.
You're probably thinking, I'm not going to make it very far. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
The other one that I was going to do is, have you ever, we all have done this. I know I've done this. Have you ever had too much to drink and then got online and bought something on a whim?
Oh, yeah.
We all do that, right? John, yeah, you've done that?
Of course.
Well, guess what? We're not alone. In 2017, Americans spent an average of $448 per person in drunk purchases.
Oh, boy.
An average. I guarantee you I've done my part to help that average. Nearly double the inebriated purchases made in 2016. The website Finder estimated that Americans spent $30.43 billion on drunk purchases. Interestingly enough, the biggest culprits of drunk shopping, men.
Well, we're the biggest culprits of drunking.
Yeah, we spent $564 compared to $282 for women. Of the generations, Gen Xers spent the most, of course, averaging a whopping $738 in drunken purchases. Millennials only spent $206. Most purchase items the drunk shoppers get, no surprise, food.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Yeah. Clothes, 26%, gambling at 25%. I've gotten drunk and put a bunch of money into my bookie and gone after it. So.
I've done a little of that in my day.
Yeah.
In my day.
Oh, God. I'm turning into that guy.
Back in my day.
Well, that was last week, but still. Yeah, Jermaine said maybe that guy has a really long bucket list and he wants to get an early start.
It's possible.
Yeah. But if that's one of the things on your list, you might want to pare the list down.
Yeah,
A bucket list is not supposed to be, okay, I've got 1,000 items that I have to do. No, it's supposed to be at most 10.
And like
anything more than that, then you're just being I don't know what you're being, but
shoplifting just seems an odd thing to put on.
Yeah, if you're going to put a crime on there, shouldn't it be something kind of cool like piracy?
What are we going? Clif Bars? Clif Bars?
Yeah, that's it. That's your bucket list?
Something evil.
Well, not evil necessarily, but if you're going to be a criminal, it's like, okay.
If you're going to do crime is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to get drunk and steal a fire truck and drive it around the block and then run off before they find me.
There you go.
How's that? That would be a bucket list thing. Much better than Clif Bars.
I want to rob a theater or break into a theater in a bunny costume.
That is uncalled for you to bring up my past in such a manner.
Mm.
It wasn't a bucket list item.
Mm.
I was on drugs. It was a snow day.
These things happen.
It happens.
Yeah. Doesn't happen if you drink Carboc. Well, maybe if you're going to get drunk and buy something, what are you going to drink?
There you go. Guys, they've got a couple new brews out at Carboc. The Weekday Warrior Session IPA is on shelves now. The Blood Orange Rattler is available as well. A couple brand new good offerings from Carboc. And speaking of good offerings, the Love Street Music Fest. Mark your calendars now for Sunday, May 20th. The second annual Love Street Music Fest. The lineup is The Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, The Tauntauns, and The Unlikely Candidates. Early bird tickets are already on sale now for just $20. This year's festival has a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, and more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. And they play bingo in the beer garden every Monday night at 6 p.m. That's about 4 minutes from now. Grab some food from the Carbach restaurant, some of the fantastic food. Bring your dog out, play bingo for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Houston SaberCats rugby. And every Wednesday night from 6 to 9, they're doing the Love Street Blues series. No charge to listen to great live music. You just buy your own beers out there on the patio. And like I said, that restaurant is out of this world. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whatever you want to eat there, pair it up with a nice Carbach brew that they've got on the wall. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.